In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning. This morning we are going to look at a portion of Paul's letter to Timothy. Paul is being a pastor to Timothy, and he is reminding him of a life of being faithful, faithful in teaching, faithful in living. Because Timothy has been struggling, and clearly some struggles with idolatry, as we hear a little bit about those things that are distracting, and in this particular case, money. And there's pieces of it that I want to talk about, and some pieces I just want to let go for today. So if you want to follow along, I'll be working with verses 11 through 19 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I just want to start with this, as Paul states in verse 11. But as for you, people of God, shun all this, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. He is speaking to Timothy, don't get caught in what's going on around you. But he can be our pastor today too. He's saying, don't get caught in what's around you. Hold on to that which you know, that which you understand, that which is truth. And we understand this in our tradition actually quite well. We have a habit of going over it repeatedly through the year at every opportunity that we get. I want to ask you to pick up your Book of Common Prayer. I believe the one in your pew is red. I want you to turn to page 304. Seems reasonable as we've begun confirmation classes today. And if you see some confirmands making notes as they serve on the altar, it's okay. I know. They have questions, brothers and sisters. I suspect you have some too. But let me show you this. And then we'll go back to what Paul had to say to Timothy. Most of the way down that page, probably the fourth time in which the celebrant speaks, it says, will you continue in the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers? It's a little better than the early service. This is talking about our faithful life that we choose as Christians and live out within this tradition. It talks about studying, fellowship, breaking of bread, which we do every Sunday at this table, the receiving of the presence of God. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the breaking of the bread and in the prayers? Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. Will you persevere in resisting evil and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? See, we, as Episcopalians, in our understanding of our baptism, are in covenant with God. That is our covenant. We have our beliefs, which are spoken out before that, and then we have our faithful living, which we respond to, that we will with God's help. Faithful living matters. Faithful living is what Paul is reminding Timothy to function in. He says in verse 12, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the presence of God, which you just did again. Who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession. And then Paul, being a pastor to Timothy and to us today, he says, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign King, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, it is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Paul prays for Timothy. Paul prays for us. Focus on a faithful life. Focus on faithful teaching. Focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? But we have to stop for a moment. The world has been a little distracting of late. Maybe you noticed. 2.5 years ago, or whatever it's been now, our lives changed. All of our lives changed, all on the same day. And I'd like to say we got it sorted out. I'd like to tell you I've got it taken care of. What I'm likely to tell you is I'm over it. I don't mean, hey, oh my gosh, my heart is clear and I'm over it. I mean, no, I'm over it. It's just been a distraction. And here's what we need to hear, brothers and sisters. In the midst of this distraction, when we are weak, he is, but only when we remember that our strength is in him. Otherwise, when we are weak, the evil one slides in and deceives and pulls us away. And I don't know if that's happened for you, but it has for sure happened to me on many occasions where I'm moving along and I'm thinking, I got this, I got this, I got this. And then I discover, you know what? I don't have it. And so I just keep going through the motions until I feel like I have it again. And then I keep reaching into new things because this is a new age, amen? What we used to do doesn't do it anymore. It just doesn't. And I'm saying to you, it's time to be done with what we thought was going to come back and know that this is what we have. To be content, brothers and sisters, as we heard in the scriptures today, with what God is providing. We should be excited, as a matter of fact, about what God is providing right now, because there has never been an easier time to be a witness to the glory of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Never been an easier time. When we focus on him, I'm not talking about just doing the things. I'm not talking about just saying the prayers. I'm not talking about just reading the scriptures. I'm talking about being in covenant with our Lord, the one he brings us into with his very body and blood, hearing that covenant again and hearing what we have claimed that we will do with his help. Will we continue? We will with God's help. I think it's time to say we will with God's help. Amen? Because I have tried it without his help, and I have failed miserably. And I keep reaching into places, trying to find that place again. Because I'm doing my work, and I'm doing my ministry, and I see the glory of God, and then in the next moment, squirrel. I'm down the road. I'm back into myself. So bad. Continuing education, which has changed completely to a way that I'm not sure I like very much. We used to travel for continuing education, go to conferences, go be taught. You know what we do now? We pay twice as much to Politico on our computer. And we might travel to be in community with some other folks who are learning with us, but we probably won't. So I finally said, I've got to do what's new. So I signed up, and I get online for the first teaching, and the speaker begins to speak about something that I've studied, some things on family systems you may or may not be familiar with. He didn't call it that, But the terminology, what he was saying was exactly the same, just different words. So you know what I did? I started looking around my desk and went, what can I do while this guy's talking at me through my computer, along with 140 other people? And I start looking around my desk and the Lord says, Brian, you asked for help. I brought you help. Put your pen down. I know you've heard it before, and I know you're hearing it now. And God says, no, I need you to hear it in the depth of your soul again, like you used to hear it. I used to pray at a place where I was moved by the power of God, and then I went into a place of distraction, and I would pray, and on occasion I would feel the presence of God, and I said, God, I want to be moved by your presence. I want to know that you are with me in the depth of my soul. I don't want to just hear it in my head and know it. Although that has sustained through a very difficult time, brothers and sisters, I'm over it. It's time to get back into the depth of what God is calling us to. It is time for us to look at whatever distractions may be in our life and say, no more. There is nothing more important. Although we have considered there are many more important things out there, I'm telling you, there's not. I work more hours now and do less ministry than I've ever done in my career. And I couldn't figure it out. And the problem is, I kept trying to figure it out. I don't need to figure it out. God's already got it figured out. The question is, am I going to get on board with what he's doing? Even though it looks so different to me now, I can barely stand it. But he's still here, amen? He is still moving. And I found myself in prayer going, Lord, help me. I'm done saying the prayers from here. I need his help here. The church needs his help here. We can get busy with the task, or we can move by the power of God. God is still moving. It might look so different to us that we're having a hard time seeing it, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, dig deep. Move away from the distractions. Sit with God. This nod of just doing the things. And we do so many things, don't we? And we just got to get that thing done. And it's moved right into our spiritual lives too, I'm afraid. And we just get the thing done. How do I know? Well, let's just say I have a different perspective from where I sit in the church. I see how we struggle. I know how I struggle to remain committed to faithful living. Every time we start to dig deep, the squirrel runs by. And we go, ooh. Squirrel, that's not of God. God is drawing us in like God has always drawn us in. God is pulling us in like he's always pulling us in. God is speaking to our hearts, to the depth of our soul, just God always has. But we get so easily distracted that we get off course in the blink of an eye. In the last year, I have had multiple conversations with people who would have walked up to you on the street and told you the goodness of God and the hope in Jesus Christ, even if you didn't ask. And they have said to me, when I've asked them, where are you when we're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Where are you in your journey? And they say to me, I don't really need that anymore. Really? I bet you do. But it looks different. But we still need God, maybe more than ever. When that little voice in your head says, you don't really need to do that anymore. Remember that for over 2 years, the evil one has taken advantage of our fear and our broken hearts and the incredible change in which has been brought upon us by this world, fallen and broken. And he's the one whispering to you. If you don't believe me, and it took me a while to believe it myself, as I say in my world, you should try just digging deeper into your faith, maybe even confessing to God our lack of focus on him. And if he doesn't draw you closer in that grace, he will gladly refund your misery. But I'm done. I'm over it. The misery is painful. But his glory is present. As he continues to speak to Timothy in verse 17, he's talking about those who are distracted by money, and some of us have been, and those who are distracted by many other things. I could probably make you a list, but I really don't want to see it. I just know it's there. He says, as for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. Brothers and sisters, if like me you are tired of having a life where you continually go through motions that seem so busy you can't even figure out how you used to do other things in your life, I don't know if that's been your experience, but it has been mine. I am telling you, let it go. Choose a faithful life and discover again that God remains faithful to you. He's called you. He will serve you. And when you find yourself struggling and trying to make the decision that prioritizes God over all other things, you say, I will, God, with your help. There is a real life still available to all of us. The life we've had, struggling, and this busyness that just makes me exhausted, by the way, and doesn't seem to move me anywhere further down the road, I'm over it. Get over it with me. Let's return to faithful living, to the depth of our soul. Not just the action. Let him speak. Let him guide you. Give the glory to the glorious one. He has a plan. I've always been uncertain of it. I've never been more uncertain of how he's going to use us in his plan than I am right now. But rather than get busy and not think about it, let's stop wandering in the shallows, wading in. Let's fall into the deep. The life that is real life.